Right, and as the time approaches almost 11:30, I'm joined now by a regular contributor, Eamon Malley. Eamon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
No, not so bad. Nice to talk to you, Eamon. But busy day.
Thank you.
Busy day politically, busy week politically, busy month politically. But today the focus is on Leo Varadkar, who's come up to meet the Northern Ireland parties here and have some talks about the current, I was about to say impasse, but current situation. You can tell me whether it's an impasse or not, Eamon.
Oh, it's an absolute impasse. You've got the Brexit dilemma and then you've got devolution, which is absent at the moment. So, like, I mean, you say this is just, it's nearly as bad as it could be. Thank the Lord, though, we don't have the accompanying violence, which we used to have in situations like this. But every day somebody's coming up with another solution, another idea to break the deadlock over the backstop, which will be the guarantee that there will be no hard border, etc. I see there's another Conservative MP, Edward Lee is his name, he's floating this idea of a sort of codicil. It's an additional statement written into the UK's file of Withdrawal Act. But that won't wash. I've just been reading a little bit of a qualification of the December 17 Withdrawal Act, and it says nothing in this act authorises regulations which create or facilitate border arrangements between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. So essentially it's written into that Withdrawal Act that neither the Republic of Ireland nor England or UK can act unilaterally, and they can't act bilaterally to work out some arrangement. And I presume Arlene Foster would like, and maybe, I don't know, maybe other unions would like Leo Varadkar to pull some rabbit out of the hat to rescue them, to save their situation at this moment. But he doesn't have that latitude because he is tied into Europe. He is part of Europe. And Europe has negotiated this with the British government. So therefore, Leo Varadkar, even if he wanted to, couldn't unilaterally do it.
But if there is a rabbit to come out of a hat, Eamon, somebody would have pulled it out already, would they not? Like
you would think that, Peter. You would think that. But let me just say something to you, Peter. You would be familiar with border areas, given your family background, etc. But I remember the Hungary 50s.
Oh, we're all smugglers, Eamon, if that's what you're referring. We're all smugglers.
And the 60s in our part of the country, all our fathers of my generation were in England trying to get a few bob to send home, to keep us going and to educate us. Now, the worry is here, we could have a rerun of that situation in those border areas. The current wealth obtaining, you just go down along the border, any county along the border, and see the caliber, the quality of the homes which are in place now.
Especially around Silver Bridge, Eamon, around Silver Bridge, they're massive.
Right around that whole area. But people are, lots of those people, particularly professionals and tradespeople, are working in Dublin, earning very, very good money. But a border, if the changes come, all of that could take a hell of a hit. And places like South Armagh, South Down, Fermanagh, Arlene Foster's own constituency, they could be so badly hit. That's why all these noises coming out of Europe about hell and Sammy Wilson's remarks deemed a bit off the radar and all those, it's all right shouting and screaming. But what happens, Peter, when the music stops? If there's no deal, the consequences could be extraordinary for all of us living in Northern Ireland, the Republic of Ireland, living in these islands. So that's why it's such a serious issue, you know this.
Yeah. In terms of the logistics, Eamon, then, we had Theresa May in Brussels yesterday. We've got Leo Varadkar up here now today. And did I read that Leo's heading back down to Dublin to host Theresa May, who's coming for dinner along with Attorney General tonight? But actually, you know, is it...
Yeah.
In the old days, these would have been talks about talks. Like, is there going to be anything substantial come out of any of these three meetings and any of the activity over the last 2 days? Or as much, are they genuinely trying to find a way through, or is it people being seen to do something as opposed to actually do anything?
There's not a doubt in the world Theresa May needs somebody to throw her a lifeline. She's got a problem. She can't get her deal over the line. And you've got all sorts of individuals emerging with solutions. You have Kit Malthouse, the housing minister in Britain, coming up with this idea. They've fallen out among themselves, those Conservatives. And they were supposed to be in Northern Ireland this week, and they couldn't get agreement. and therefore they didn't come. Now you have this man, Edward Lee, coming up with this other idea, this codicil, this additional statement into the British side of the withdrawal agreement. These are all flying kites. These are not working. Europe is not receptive to this. So these talks, I don't know if it can be meaningful. It's good that they're talking. It's civilized. It's better than the megaphone diplomacy and all. It's better than George Orwell and all that. Better than war and all that. But whether anything can be resolved, whether anybody can throw Theresa May a lifeline, I am baffled as to why that woman is so confident that she's going to get the deal over the line at the end of the day. Because with such a division within her own ranks, forget about Labour, and we still don't know for what Labour stands. It would appear to me that there are rifts opening up dramatically in that party as well, with some MPs talking now about resigning. It's a very difficult time, you know? It's a very difficult time. So many imponderables, Peter.
Yes, yeah, man. And I don't think you and I are going to solve them in the next 2 minutes. But if they're solved over the weekend,
no.
You can fill in Frank on who solved them and how on Monday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, man, thanks very much. Enjoy your weekend. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Let's forget about Brexit for the next few minutes. Let's spend 6 minutes just listening to Quality Queen.